Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Truly, he's an answer to it all. And if there's one person that can attest to that and him being a miracle worker, it certainly has got to be Sinach with Waymaker. I was actually reading something very interesting, and I think we all got to know it when Sinach got married, I think at the age of 43, if I'm not mistaken. And later on, at about 45 or so, she had a first child. And I remember it was really a moment worth a testimony to. So you know what? Wait on God no matter what happens. A very good afternoon to you and warm welcome to Monday's edition of Spectrum. My name is Luko Mkwediputi, and as we begin this afternoon, I must say, it's on a powerful note, definitely a powerful note, because we are talking about a women's convention that's coming up at the SA First Jurisdiction, the Church of God in Christ. And joining me this afternoon on the line is Elder Rexen Mahori. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Luko. Thank you so much for having us. It's a great pleasure to be hosted on your show.
Oh, absolutely amazing. I'm not too sure. I'm getting a little bit of feedback, Elder. If you've got a radio on, you can just turn it down for me, please.
No, there's no radio here.
Oh, it's probably the phone. It's probably the phone. All right. Now, Elder, very warm welcome. Like I said, you're coming from Church of God in Christ. And I was just, going through my notes, and I realized you guys are actually in Tzaneen. That's in Limpopo, right?
Yes, we are basically hosting our convention for women's this year in Limpopo. But basically, we are based in Gauteng, which is our headquarters. Yes, so we are having other churches across the country. So that's in our conference in Limpopo, but basically our headquarters are in Johannesburg.
That's interesting. Maybe this could have been a chance for me, Elder, to visit Limpopo because I've never been there before. Maybe I must look into it. So, Elder, I think it's very important for you to, firstly, just say hi to our listeners officially, and perhaps tell us a bit about you as Church of God in Christ. You did say you're based in Johannesburg, but I think it's very important for us to get to know you.
Greetings once again to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit on this show. My name is Rickson, as already have been introduced. I'm the secretary for the Church of God in Christ, South Africa First Jurisdiction. So our church is an international church. Mm-hmm. We are basically from the U.S., our headquarters. Here in South Africa, we are in all provinces. So the headquarters of South Africa is in Johannesburg, and our leader for the jurisdiction is Bishop Matthews. And so that's basically who we are, the church, basically the Pentecostal church. We preach the word of God. We believe in the word. That's basically what we believe in. And we strongly believe in empowerment. That's why this year, 2025 Women Convention, will be held in one of our churches that is based on a rural area there in Tzaneen. We would just want to empower the women with, the word of God, but also we've got those who are in need. We just want to be the blessing to them in terms of giving them clothes and also to other necessities. So that's what our church, we believe in, and that's what we do. Yearly. Yeah, so in a nutshell, that's who we are as the Church of God in Christ.
Wow. Talk about being impactful in your community and, being a ministry that speaks to that exactly. Now, tell me, Elder, you said you're going to Limpopo and this is where everybody else is going to be meeting. I just want to find out, is this the first of its kind? Because I hear it's an annual event. Is it the first time or has it been going on for a number of years? And maybe just give us a picture of how the convention is meant to look like. Because I heard you say you have different provinces actually coming in for this convention.
Now, this is not our first time, basically. We've been doing this, as you said, it's an annual event. In 2023, we were in the Northern Cape in Uruman.
Wow.
And that's where our convention, that basically the supervisor for women's department, the one who is in charge of all the women in terms of women's department, she's based in a part of the country in the Northern Cape in Kuruman. A church is there. And then we also have other churches. So last year, we were in Makoko village, just outside Nelspruit, another village that we were there to empower women and do some workshops that are meant to empower women so that as we teach the word of God, there are some social issues that need our people need to be empowered about, things that relate to your business skills and other things. So we focus on ensuring that when they come to our workshops or to our conferences, we focus on ensuring that they get to be empowered through the workshops that are specifically designed particularly for women, young and old, so that they can have skills to live in this world. So that's what we try by all means to seek to do. So this year we came to realize that also in Limpopo, we are growing in the part of the country. And then in Tzaneen, where we're going, basically, we're going to visit our superintendent. So being a superintendent in the Church of God in Christ, it means you are over other churches that are within your district. So the pastor that we're going to be with him this year in Tzaneen has been recently appointed as a superintendent.
Wow.
So that he can plant other churches in that area. So we felt, number one, we should go and support him in his new role and strengthen his church and the district. But also we realized that in Limpopo, especially that part of the country, because it's more rural, women in that area also need other skills. So that's the real reason why we are going there. Maybe also it is important to add that we have other, because as I told you, it's an international church. So we also have a church that is based in Botswana. So the delegates from Botswana will also be joining us.
Wow.
From the on Friday until Sunday. So, yeah, basically that's what we do.
All right. So you're talking about these regions, Elder, coming together, which is absolutely beautiful. But what I want to find out is, who is this really open to? Who's this convention open to in terms of outsiders welcome? Because I also believe that Radio Pulpit is also going to be there, because we've partnered with you guys. So we're absolutely excited. But also, do you invite outsiders, or is this an internal thing?
Churches for, this is the church of God. So basically, there's a scripture in the book of Matthew chapter 5, and I love the verse from verse 18. It says, you are the salt of the world. Basically, we are the salt of the world. And when you read down, it says, you are the light of the world. A light that is set on the hill cannot be hidden. So basically, we are for our own. We want the community to be impacted. We want everybody. That's why we also came and partnered with Radio Pulpit, is because we're inviting everyone, women and, even men are welcome to attend.
Wow.
So it's for everyone, men and women. On Saturday, when we do our workshops, we will also have workshops that are specifically designed to empower men so that they can run concurrently with other workshops that seeks to empower women. So, as I can say, I can safely say, whoever is listening now, please note that this convention that is happening from the 21st to the 23rd is open to the public. All are welcome. Please come and be blessed. We want to share the word of God with you and also meet your needs by giving out clothes and giving out some necessities that you might need. So this is for all people. We invite all to be there and join us.
All right. So like, I understand that it's an entire weekend, Elder. So if I would love to be part of the event, what do I need to do? How do I join in? Do I just show up on the day? Or is there a way that you facilitate in as probably the Gauteng branch to make sure that people go out to the convention?
So basically, those who are in Limpopo, in Tzaneen, the pastor there will handle the issue of registration and all that. But, the general public, as much as they know about this event, they can just come on the day of the event because it's open, you know, service that anyone can come. So, but those who want to specifically register, particularly if maybe you're from other province, maybe in Gauteng, obviously we'll have to liaise with us.
Mm-hmm.
You can always call the office. You can call my number on 078-488-0373. That's 078-488-0373. And then we can arrange in terms of transportation how to get there so that you can also take part in this. But those who are in Limpopo as well, they can also call the same number. So also, we are on Facebook, so you can also follow us. That's where we share all our these things. It's SA1, Kojic, on Facebook. So that's how you find us, SA1 Kojic. Kojic means Church of God in Christ. So it's SA1 Kojic. That's where you can find us. So that where our details are, as particularly if you want to make call, you will find our numbers there, and then we're able to assist you on how to attend, how to get there.
Absolutely love to hear it. Very important, Elder, and I'll tell you why. I once rocked up at an event, and fortunately I asked in this fashion, is there a dress code? And, you know, they told us what the dress code is. So I get to the event and I realize that there's a couple of people who didn't get the memo here. Is there? And when they approached me and they said, was there a dress code? I said, you know what? I would have come dressed like you until I actually asked. So I've learned that it's very important to ask this question. Is there a dress code or is it a come as you are?
There is a dress code, but basically we try by all means not to. So we will say freestyle, meaning like, come as you are.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, Thursday, so we say on Thursday, on Friday is freestyle, you can come as you are. But on Saturday morning, on the morning sessions and the afternoon session, it's also come as you are, you know, you dress whatever. But on in the evening, because it's the second day of the women's convention, and that day is specifically meant, that service, to honor the leader of women's department. So we request that we all wear white. So it's something that basically we do as a tradition, as a Church of God in Christ, that on a supervisor day, which is second day, that day the supervisor will be preaching and all that. So we request to all women at least to wear white in an honor for our leader. And on Sunday, the last day of the conference, we believe that it's an official day for the Church of God in Christ. All our conferences, when we end them, we normally wear black. So men and women on that last day where the bishop will be preaching. This time the bishop, because he's in the U.S., will not be preaching. We'll be having the second in command to the bishop, which is our administrative assistant, Pastor Butomu Mnyuk, will be preaching on that day. So everyone will be expected to wear black.
Absolutely love that directive. Lastly, Elder, before I say goodbye, if you can give us details one more time. We cannot stress them enough. Somebody wants to come through, maybe social media handle and phone number to call.
Thanks so much. Once again, our social media handle is SA1 Kojic. That's where you can find us on Facebook and also on Twitter, on TikTok. That's our social media handle, SA1 Kojic. And then with regard to the number to call 078-488-0373. 078-488-0373. We were able to assist you with any question or any clarity, and we'll be very much happy to accommodate anyone who wants to come and welcome you. This is about God, and we seek to glorify God as we empower our women. And we thank you so much, Radio Pulpit, for giving us this platform, and we hope to see you on Saturday as we seek to serve God and bring the light to the world, as we remind the world that our Lord is able.
Amen.
Our theme for this year is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, and we say, your labor is not in vain. So as we continue to serve the Lord, let's remember that labor is not in vain.
I love that. It's never in vain. I absolutely love that. Elder, thank you so much for your time and all the best for the weekend. I can imagine it's very hectic right now.
It is hectic. We're praying the Lord is giving us strength and wisdom so that we can execute an excellent, impactful conference.
Wow. God bless, Elder, and have a great afternoon further.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.